नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरते। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। नमो ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणी। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वांछाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर टू श्लोका नंबर 34 टुडे। सो लेट्स रिसाइट दिस श्लोका। क्व चाहं कितव पापो क्व ब्राह्मग्नो निरपत्रपः। क्व चाहं कितव पापो ब्राह्मग्नो निरपत्रपः। क्व च नारायणेति क्व च नारायणेति एतद् क्व च नारायणेति एतद् भगवन्नाम मंगलम् भगवन्नाम मंगलम्। क्व चाहं कितवः पापो ब्राह्मग्नो निरपत्रपः। क्व च नारायणेति एतद् भगवन्नाम मंगलम्। कितव पापो ब्राह्मग्नो निरपत्रपः। क च नारायणेति एतद् भगवन्नाम मंगलम्। क चाहं कितवः पापो ब्रह्मज्ञो निरपत्रपः क च नारायणेति एतत् भगवन्नाममङ्गलम् क चाहं कितवः पापो ब्रह्मज्ञो निरपत्रपः क च नारायणेति एतत् भगवन्नाममङ्गलम् माताजि चाहं कितव पापो ब्रह्मज्ञो निरपत्रपः क च नारायणेति एतत् भगवन्नाममङ्गलम् क चाहं कितवः पापो ब्रह्मज्ञो निरपत्रपः क च नारायणेति एतत् भगवन्नाममङ्गलम् हरे कृष्ण सो वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग क्व वेर च ऑल्सो अहम आई कितवः ए चीटर पापः ऑल सिंस पर्सोनिफाइड ब्राह्मणग्नः द किलर ऑफ माय ब्राह्मिनिकल कल्चर निरपत्रपः शेमलेस क्व वेर च ऑल्सो नारायण नारायण इति दस एतत् दिस भगवत नाम द होली नेम ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड मंगलम ऑल ऑस्पिशियस ट्रांसलेशन अजामिल कंटिन्यूड आई एम शेमलेस चीटर हु हैज किल्ड हिज ब्राह्मिनिकल कल्चर Indeed, I am sin personified. Where am I in the comparison to the all auspicious chanting of the holy name of Lord Narayana? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Those engaged in broadcasting the holy name of Narayana, Krishna, through the Krishna consciousness movement, should always consider what our position was before, became, and what it is now. We had fallen into abominable lives as meat eaters, drunkards, and woman hunters, who performed all kinds of sinful activities. But now we have been given the opportunity to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Therefore, we should always appreciate this opportunity. By the grace of the Lord, we are opening many branches, and we should use this good fortune to chant the holy name of the Lord and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. We must be conscious of the difference between our present and past condition, and should always be very careful not to fall from the most exalted life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. I offer my respectful humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord here. And I mercifully beg the dust of your lotus feet so that I can discuss the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today is the verse 34. Let's try to understand this verse in three sections. Number one, what is the background? I think we already know the background. Now Ajamila, having met the Vishnu Dutas and the Yamadutas, and now he's lamenting for his past life. So lamenting, it is in Sanskrit it is said as shoka. And he's lamenting because now, by the grace of the Vishnu Duta, the grace of the Vaishnavas, he came to the senses. He comes to the senses, and now he's repenting for his past life. Now in this material world, we see that all of us are in either two conditions. Most of the time, either we are lamenting for the material things or we are unhappy. So in Sanskrit there is difference between, what is difference between shoka and dukkha? Shoka means one who is unhappy because of his past activities. That is called as shoka. Dukkha means one who is unhappy because what is going to happen in the future. So by the material calculation, in this material world, all of us, most of our time is spent either in shoka or in dukkha. We are repenting for what has happened in the past, and we are thinking of what is going to happen in the future. And as a result of that, there is a bhaya. So Srila Prabhupada ji is explaining in this purport, we must be careful about our position. Just think about what we were before coming to the ISKCON and Krishna consciousness, and what we are today. So by the grace of Srila Prabhupada ji, he has opened many branches, and it's a great opportunity. Just think about that, had we not had this opportunity of coming closer to the Vaishnava devotees, coming in the association of Vaishnava devotees, what we were doing otherwise? Our life would have been in a hellish condition. So how one should lament? So in this world, the lamentation for material things, it's not good. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sidharam Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji Ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. So in this material world, all the living entities are lamenting for the past activities. Oh, and mainly because of, you know, for example, if there is a businessman and he was to invest, say, a few lakhs of rupees or crores of rupees in one business, and suddenly he could not do that, but that business grew in a multiple, in multiples, and he starts lamenting, oh my God, I should have invested in that business. So this is lamentation for material things. But all our great Vaishnavas teach us, we should lament for sat thing, shashvat, a permanent thing. We should lament for permanent thing, that is the intelligence. We should not lament for the petty material things. There is one story which goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a very rich person, but he was very miser. He never used to spend a single pie, you know, and he requires a lot of force to spend the money. So krapana, in Sanskrit it is called as krapana. So sometime doctors advise him that, you know, you take a ghee, aap ghee khalo, shayad ke liye acha hota hai. Doctor advise him, you eat ghee, it is good for health. So out of lot of efforts, you know, he has to prepare his mind that I have to spend 100 rupees or 50 rupees for buying 1 kg of ghee. Then he started buying ghee and he got the taste. Oh, it is very good. But then he started thinking, oh my God, I am spending 100 rupees for nothing. because he was a miser. And it is all wasteful, why should I spend 100 rupees? And one day he decided, no, let me stop this so that I can save 100 rupees per month. So he stopped it. And it goes for some 2, 3 months, 4 months like that. He was very happy inside, I am saving 100 rupees. But suddenly, the market collapsed. And the price of ghee came down. From 100 rupees, it came to 30 rupees. And he started lamenting. Oh my God, I am losing 70 rupees in a month. Earlier I was saving 100 rupees, now I am losing 70 rupees. So this is a material lamentation for petty things. But Vaishnavas teach us how should we lament. We should lament for Krishna. And we should lament for the Shashwat thing. In this material world, as Krishna teaches us, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukkha Doshanu Darshanam Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. And this material world is Ashashvata, temporary. And whatever we talk about other than Krishna is all temporary. And our lamentation for other than Krishna is all temporary, which has no basis. So, we should lament for Krishna and we should lament for losing Krishna. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakurji, you know, in Vaishnav Gita, a very beautiful song. When we recite this song, it appears as if, you know, it is written for me. So, this is Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya. Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya. Peena Navida Vyatha. Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya. Peena Navida Vyatha. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakurji says, just by forgetting you, my Lord, I am engaged in this samsara. And I am telling my story now. Janani jatare chilama jakona vishama bandhana pasha. Janani jatare chilama jakona vishama bandhana pasha. Maa ke gharb mein, you know, I was lying in the womb of my mother for 9 months. And it was vishama bandhana pasha. So binding. So all of us have undergone this condition. We were lying in the mother's womb, a small constrained place, just like a toilet for 9 months. And it was so distressful, if you remember our past, how we have come into this material world. Every entity, living entity, every soul, when in the mother's womb, prays to the Lord, oh my Lord, please take me out of this miserable condition. When I come out, I will surrender to you. So we all have prayed. We prayed, Krishna, my Lord, please take me out from this miserable condition. When I come out, I will surrender to you. But when we come out, we totally forget everything. By the modes of this material nature, we are conditioned and we forget Krishna and we forget everything. And that is the cause of lamentation. That should be the cause of lamentation. Just for forgetting Krishna, so we are suffering in this material world. So one should lament for losing Krishna. Now, Ajamila is lamenting here, so I am a shameless person. I am a cheater. I got attracted to a prostitute and I drove away my chaste wife from the house. I drove away all my good parents from the house. Alas, what a shameless man I am. And when he took the name of Narayana, and what the beautiful name Narayana, how auspicious it is, what is the comparison? So he is lamenting like this in this verse. A similar lamentation we find in Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto. King Pururava was a great king, but by providence he got attracted to Urvasi, and after having fallen in love with Urvasi and spending many years with her, Allah, at last he got into his senses and then he started lamenting. So there is a beautiful prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna is explaining this prayer to Sri Uddhava. So he says, Lord Krishna is saying how Uddhava is lamenting for his position, what he was before and what, you know, after coming to the senses. So he says there is a, I think, very, very important as part of his prayer. So one of the shloka which says, what difference is there between ordinary worms and persons who try to enjoy this material body composed of skin, flesh, blood, muscle, fat, marrow, bone, stool, urine and pus. He says, he is comparing himself to a worm in the stool. Worm in the stool wants to enjoy. Similarly, a person who is wanting to enjoy the body of an opposite sex, this body is nothing but collection of urine, stool, pus, marrow, bones. So it is compared to a stool. And a person who is trying to enjoy, here he is comparing, like, I am a worm. What is my condition? And when he comes to the senses, he is lamenting like this. So Krishna says, and he is instructing Sri Uddhava, a person fixed in transcendental knowledge is freed from conditioned life by giving up his false identification with the products of material modes of nature. Seeing these products as simply illusion, he avoids entanglement with the modes of nature. Although constantly among them, because of the material nature and their products are simply not real, he does not accept them. So when one comes to the transcendental knowledge, he is relieved from this moha, illusion, and he is properly situated. So again, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by mercy of Krishna, when we are situated in that knowledge, then we try to see the things as they are. So moha, this is illusion. Because of the illusion, we are not able to see the things as they are. Sometimes, so this illusion is compared to a darkness. Suppose we are put in a dark room, and if there is a rope, so by mistaken, I mean because of the illusion, we consider sometime the rope to be a snake. Or sometime in the darkness, the snake is lying there, but we consider that snake to be a rope. So this is ajnana. But when the light comes, the things are clear. We see the things as they are. So Krishna is compared to the light, and Maya is compared to, the illusion is compared to the darkness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya hi Andhakar, Jaha hai Krishna, Taha nahi Maya Adhikar. So just as we switch a button, the light is on, the darkness is removed. Similarly, the transcendental knowledge of Krishna, when one is placed in the transcendental knowledge, we start seeing the things as they are. Now here, Ajamila, by the mercy of Vishnu Dutas, he is placed in that transcendental knowledge, and now he is seeing the things as they are. So if we compare what he was before and what he is now, he is lamenting for his situation. Alas, what a shameless man I was. Just following that prostitute, I ditched myself. So this is because of his knowledge. So in chapter number 15, Bhagavad Gita, in chapter number 15 is the most important chapter. This chapter helps us remove the bondage of this material attachment. So entire shlokas in 15th chapter is spoken by Lord Krishna. All the shlokas, 20 or 21 shlokas, all the shlokas are Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, starts from shloka 1 and up to end. So Krishna says, Nirmana moha jita sangha dosha adhyatma nitya vinivratta kama dvandvair vimukta sukha dukha sanjay gacchanti mudha padamo vayantat. Nirmana moha. So coming out of this mana, pride, moha, illusion, sangha. See, the bad association, as we know in the story of Ajamila, just because of the bad association, he forgot all his Brahminical culture. So, sangha is very important. Sangha dosha, adhyatma nitya, by this transcendental knowledge, vinivratta kama, being relieved from the desire, and dvandva. So, as we know in this material world, there is always dvanda, fear, happiness and, you know, distress, cold and warm, we are always subjected to this dvandva, sukha or dukkha. And when one is relieved from all this, then he attains the padam avyayam, the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, which is avyaya, which is permanent. So, Pururava again, in his prayer, how he is lamenting, to hell with me, I am such a fool that I did not even know what was good for me, although arrogantly thought I was highly intelligent. So, Pururava is saying, I thought I was highly intelligent. Although I achieved the exalted position of Lord, I allowed myself to be conquered by women, as if I were a bullock or a jackal or a ash. So similarly, Ajamila is lamenting, I am a shameless cheater who has killed his Brahminical culture. Indeed, I am sin personified. Where I am in comparison to all auspicious chanting of the holy name of Lord Narayana. So in all of our life, we have seen our past life, what we were before coming to this ISKCON or Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada is instructing us, we should be careful, you know, just remember our past life, and having got this opportunity, we should not forget this. And again, we should not allow us to fall into this trap. So one should be careful. So that is the theme of this verse. Now, in the last class we were discussing about King Driga, in the story of King Driga. So many devotees requested me about just elaborate how King Driga was relieved. So in short, I'll just would like to tell the same story once again. So King Driga was a great exalted king. He was actually not a devotee, but he loved to give in charity. So he was giving, he was enjoying in giving so many cows as a charity to brahmanas and poor people. And he built very good roads. He built, temples. And he was enjoying giving the cows. And not only the cows with all bedecked with golds and ornaments, he used to give as a charity. But one day, the cow which he has given already to one of the brahmana, it escaped from his hut and it was roaming. And King Driga thought that it is my cow. So without knowing whom he had given, he brought that cow and he gave the same cow to another brahmana as a charity. But the previous brahmana, when he came to know that his cow is with another brahmana, he got very wild. And he thought, this brahmana has stolen my cow. And he went and asked my gentleman,
how dare you are to steal my cow? And the another Brahmana was also a great Brahmana. He said, no, I have not stolen your cow. This has been given by the king Driga. Then the first Brahmana became very angry. How the king could do this? How he could give the same cow to two persons? Come on, let's go to King Driga. So they both went to King Driga and explained, you know, you have given the same cow to two people. Immediately King Driga came to know about his mistake, and you know, he begged at their feet, please forgive me, the mistake has happened from me. So please give this cow back and forget about it. I will give you hundreds of cows with golds and ornaments. But these both Brahmanas were very learned Brahmana. They thought, you know, because they're being disturbed, they said, we don't want your cows. So they just left that place. And because of this mistake, offending a Vaishnava, the king Driga committed a sin. And when the king dies, he goes to Yamduta. And Yamduta says, my dear king, you have collected so much of pious activity in your life. So as a result, you are going to enjoy for many, many years, you know, the heaven, pleasures of heaven. But there is one offense which you have committed, for which you have to suffer. So Yamraj asks him, tell me, do you want to suffer first or you want to enjoy the heavenly pleasures? King Driga says, my lord, I know what mistake I have done, so please allow me to suffer. So immediately Yamraj gives him the body of a big lizard. So King Driga becomes a lizard just because offending a Vaishnava. And for many, many years he was falling into a well, a ditch. And one day, by providence, the children of Krishna came playing around that well, and they could see the big lizard in the well. So they tried to rescue that, pick it up from the well, but they couldn't do. So they went to Krishna and, you know, they tell him, there's a lizard in the well. So Krishna comes running, and by his left hand, Krishna touches the lizard and picks it out from the well. And as soon as Krishna's hand touched the lizard, it transformed into beautiful king, you know, with beautiful clothes and helmet, golden helmet. And King Driga started praying. He says, my lord, I wanted to do bhakti, but I could not do. And he could remember his past. So Krishna asked him, how you become this lizard? So Driga tells his story that, you know, how he has donated so many cows because of that pious activities he has collected. But because of one offense, I became lizard. But then King Driga asked, my lord, tell me, how is that you came to rescue me? So Srila Prabhupada writes in Purport, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that once there was a Brahmin who approached this King Driga, and he wanted to distribute Bhagavad Gita. And he wanted to build a temple for a social cause. He wanted to distribute Bhagavad Gita. And he requests this king to help. So king has a habit of helping the Brahmana. So without knowing for what cause it is, he helped Brahmana to construct the temple. And Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki Jai. Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ji Ki Jai. So he helped the Brahmana, and Lord Krishna says that because you helped a Brahmana to preach the mission of Bhagavad Gita, to distribute Bhagavad Gita, that's why I have come personally to save you from this ditch. So Srila Prabhupada ji says, you know, those who distribute Bhagavad, this is the marathon, Gita marathon. I think you all are putting a lot of efforts in distributing the Bhagavad Gita. We can just imagine, you know, distributing Bhagavad Gita cannot be, you know, compared even donating so many cows. So this is the story, very important for all of us in spreading the mission of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. So in this 11th canto, when Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava, Krishna is saying, one should never associate with materialists, those dedicated to gratifying their genitals and bellies. By following them, one falls into the deepest pit of darkness, just like a blind man who follows another blind man. So this is a very important instruction in this whole story of Ajamila. Just because of the bad association, Ajamila got attracted to a woman and he forgot his all Brahminical culture. And his entire life up to the age of 80, you know, he was so much engrossed into that, it never occurred to his mind. But only by the mercy of this Vaishnavas, Vishnu Dutas, when they came to rescue him, when he chanted the name of Narayana, because of their mercy and because of that situation, he came to the senses and he came to the transcendental knowledge. Now he is repenting for his past activities. So this repentation and dukkha, these are the very nature of this material world. When there is a small story, you know, once there was a Brahmana and he got married to a woman. And this woman was so strong-headed, he never cooperated with this Brahmana. So what she used to do is, whatever her husband says, she will always do the reverse. If her husband says, you know, I want cold water, she said, no, I will give you hot water. And if she says, I want to go out, no, you have to be here inside. Exactly, she used to do opposite. So this poor Brahmana, out of frustration, one day, you know, he started lamenting, alas, what my life is, how I became attracted to this woman, and now I am suffering. I am not able to do my, you know, sadhana, I am not able to worship Lord. And one day he goes to a remote place and sits lamenting for his past life. And he came across a sadhu. Sadhu looks at his face. Then he asks, my dear friend, what's the matter? Why are you so lamenting? Why you are so unhappy? Then looking at this sadhu, he just offers his obeisances and he tells his story. My lord, what should I do? Before marriage I was a very happy person. But now after marrying this woman, I have fallen into the ditch. Says, what's the problem? Marriage is not bad, everybody marries, so what's the problem? The problem is, whatever I tell to my wife, she just does the reverse. So I am not able to, I don't know what is the solution for this. My life is spoiled, so he's repenting. So sadhu just thinks a while, says, why you lament? The solution is very simple. Said, he suddenly, you know, so please tell me what's the solution. He says, you just do the reverse. He says, if you want cold water, you tell your wife that you want hot water. As he does reverse, so you will get what you want. So your problem will be solved. So and then he learned from this and he goes back home very happily. And whatever he requires in life, he always tells the opposite. And as by nature, the wife always does the reverse and he starts getting whatever he wants and he is happy inside. So this is because of the sadhu sangha. you know, sometimes sadhus also instruct us how to live in this family life, material life. So, the association, there's a very small story how because of the association we totally forget our constitutional position. Srila Prabhupada ji, in most of his purport, he has very frequently stressed this. The living entity, how he forgets his constitutional position and binds by this material nature and he suffers. So Lord Krishna also says in 7th chapter, Mame aunshe jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana mana shastan indriyani prakriti stani karshati. Everyone is struggling. So one, there was a sadhu who was going on a road in a small village. He saw that there are many chickens, hen, komdi hota na, hen. So lot of chickens were wandering here and he was just observing at them. And in the group of that chicken, there was an eagle. You know, small bird, eagle bird. That eagle was also playing with those chickens. The sadhu got surprised. Now, how this eagle is mixing with this hen? So he came to know that one day one eagle came and it put an egg into the nest of a hen. And when these eggs, all the eggs were fertilized, the mother hen, you know, she started taking care of all the eggs and it got fertilized, and from one of the egg the eagle came. And the mother hen thought that it is also my child. So it started taking care of that. And the eagle, because of the association, it totally forgot its nature. Eagle by nature flies very high up in the sky. And it has such a capacity at, you know, kilometers of height, it is able to see the things very clearly. You know, its eyes are very sharp. That is the quality that eagle has. But because of the association with the hen, it totally forgot its nature. And it is freely roaming, thinking that I am also hen, I am also chicken, just playing with them. So sadhu just looked up and there were a lot of eagles who were flying on the top, you know. So he took that eagle in his hands and he just, you know, holding the head of the eagle, he just showed other eagles who were flying. And immediately the eagle started flying up in the sky. You know, just because of the association of sadhu. And when it saw all the eagles flying, it immediately forgot the association and started flying high. So in our life we also see that when we come to the association of sadhu, the sadhu's objective is to cut the illusion and show the path. So, by the grace of all the Vaishnavas here, we also have come into this ISKCON. By the grace of Prabhupada Ji and his books, we have come to this knowledge of Krishna. And we must be very careful about our position so that we should not fall again into the trap. And just remembering what was our past life, we can compare our past life and the life that we are enjoying or we are blissful now. So we should be careful and not to fall again into this ditch. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak on this Srimad Bhagavatam. So if you have any questions, maybe you can... Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ji ki.